And you're back with Annie on 3CR Breakfast. And we've got Chris Breen on the line. G'day, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, yeah. And the reason why we're talking is because tomorrow is the Palm Sunday rally. And there's lots of things to discuss regarding refugees, for example. People are being let out. Do you think it's an election ploy?
It is quite an astounding backflip by the coalition. I think in reality they'd been beaten on the medevac detention of medevac refugees some time ago. The fiasco around Djokovic and their looming electoral defeat, perhaps the last straws. And they've been slowly releasing them as a trickle, so it doesn't seem like a backflip. But as I heard journalists starting to ask this week, you know, what's different in law or policy this week than last week? And the answer is nothing, other than their political cruelty.
Yeah, political cruelty. 9 years.
Yeah, it is. It's a very welcome thing that the Park Hotel prison is now closed, which is, I think, a symbol of that cruelty of the Morrison government. It's still not all of the medevac refugees. There are still six medevac refugees held. There's five in Broadmeadows and one in Brisbane that I'm aware of. And, you know, there's absolutely no reason to string out their torture another day longer. It's, you know... They all need to be released, and we'll be calling for that at the rally on Sunday.
Did they actually get their medical treatment, these people?
Some did, some didn't. It depends on the individual cases. I mean, I know of people who are waiting, you know, 6 months or more for psychiatric appointments. Other people who, I mean, you know, for instance, Ramsey, who was freed last year, who had shrapnel on his head and shoulder, was held by Australia for 8 years in total, and it wasn't until he was released that he had the shrapnel taken out of his shoulder. That was from the civil war in Sri Lanka.
Oh my goodness, 8 years.
Yeah, there are many people who didn't get treatment. There are other people whose teeth were effectively destroyed by their time on Papua New Guinea, lack of dental treatment, the food they got. They were told, rather than getting the dental treatment they needed, they needed to have their remaining teeth just taken out because I think it was a plate or a bridge is too expensive. So some people got treatment, but a lot of them didn't. I mean, Dutton even crowed about that on radio one time, that people hadn't got medical treatment. But, yeah.
Well, because that's a good thing.
In his eyes, yes.
What a terrible... That sounds like he's a terrible person. He's an allegedly terrible person.
No, he is a terrible person.
So Palm Sunday is an incredibly inclusive rally, actually, isn't it? Because lots of people come together to express the need for humanist... values as well as community collectivism, don't they?
Yes, it is. It's when the whole refugee movement comes together once a year. It's built by a coalition of groups from, you know, the Refugee Action Collective that I'm in to the churches and Amnesty and the ASRC and, you know, political groups. And there are everybody there from, you know, there'll be union contingents. There's people who come down from their churches. It is a very broad rally calling for change. We'll be marching to the Park Hotel to, you know, celebrate those releases and hear from one of the released refugees, but also to demand that the remaining refugees are freed and that they all get permanent visas.
Yeah, because that's something that people should not forget, that these people get released, but they're on temporary bridging visas, and that has got very little ability for them to actually work, have access to community. They are reliant on charity.
Yeah, that's right. So they get released into a cheap motel where they can be for 2 or 3 weeks and then they're on their own. On the bridging visas, they've got no access to welfare payments, the dole. They are allowed to work in most cases, unless they're in community detention, they are allowed to work. But it can be very difficult to get a permanent job when you're only on a six-month visa. And the other thing is these people have been locked up for 8-9 years. And so that means they haven't been able to work to build up skills. They haven't been able to get education. It's very, very difficult for them to rebuild their lives in those circumstances. You know, they do need support and permanent visas.
Can you tell us a little bit about the alternative government, which is obviously community government that has sprung up effectively as a support system for the refugees? Because that's effectively what's going on, isn't it? Because the government isn't, the legitimate government isn't actually pulling its weight. It's the community that is running this.
That's true. There is a huge range of support networks from, you know, the established charities like the, you know, the Brigidine Asylum Seeker Project, the ASRC, Refugee Voices, to a network of individuals who find homes for refugees, who find jobs, furniture. You know, they come out with absolutely nothing. You know, and some of the refugee communities where they've come from themselves also play a significant role.
It's funny because it's a description of a government that is a leaner.
No. This government is. They've tortured these refugees for 9 years. They've dumped them with nothing, and it is ordinary people stepping up to help. And the refugees who come out, they deserve compensation. They shouldn't be dumped with nothing.
Yeah. So give the time and the place for tomorrow's rally.
The time is 2:00 at the State Library. Actually, the other thing I should mention as well, the released refugees are eligible for the New Zealand deal, which is another backflip that the Coalition did. They could have done it in 2013 when it was first offered. But that is still going to leave 505 people who are offshore without, it doesn't cover everyone. So they're without any sort of permanent solution. And it also looks like being very slow. So nobody's yet gone to New Zealand. It doesn't look like anyone will till at least September. And the Medivac refugees and the children and families who came off Nauru, a lot of them have started to establish lives here. They have got jobs, they have got relationships and, you know, people they know. And they really should be offered resettlement in Australia.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because there's all these headlines, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty for individuals, it's a bit of a different story, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. So I'd really encourage people to come along. We've won some things, but there's still an awful lot to win. There's a whole suite of deterrence policies that have to go.
All right, so it's 2:00 at State Library?
2:00 at the State Library this Sunday.
Yeah. Thanks for talking to us today, Chris.
Thanks for having me on.